working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Temperatures around the listening area is pretty nice this morning, actually, compared to yesterday. 80 at Hollis, that's a hot spot. Well, I'll take that back. Granville's 87. 79 at Cheyenne, 78 at Arnett, 82 at the May Ranch. Beaver, you're 83. Guyman, you're 81. Lahoma, 82 degrees out here in the panhandle of Texas. 81 at Lipscomb, 78 at Miami, and 81 at Dozer, and 83 at Odell. Well, I have a special guest right off the bat on the show today. Mr. Monty Tucker, are you there?
I'm here if you can hear me. Bluetooth ain't messing up here.
I can kind of hear you. I know you're there. How's that?
I'm here.
Dude, we got some bad to the bone news for the state of Oklahoma. Tell everybody about it.
It's pretty cool. Yesterday, I was just kind of pacing the floors yesterday, waiting on results. But our national 4-H team is in Grand Island, Nebraska. And there's four young men from the state of Oklahoma that represent Oklahoma on this national 4-H team. And they qualify in the fall through three different events that we have in the fall, and our top four shooters in the state senior division, they advance on this national team. Their competition was held this past week, and they're bringing back a national championship trap division trophy to the state of Oklahoma for us.
How about that?
And I got word this morning that they wound up fifth overall in trap, sporting clay, and skeet. The sporting clay hurt them up there this year. So they have a strong skeet and a really strong trap run. But, well, their first rattle out of the box of sporting clay kind of messed them up. So they wound up fifth overall.
That's pretty good. Is that out of 50 teams?
44, I think.
44? Well, I didn't know if they shot trap and skeet in Alaska or Hawaii. So.
I'll have to go back and look on the score sheet and see.
I've got the score sheet right up here in front of me, and I do not see Hawaii, Alaska. So what I see right now, like for the trap team scores, they got Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Georgia, Louisiana, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, New Mexico, South Dakota, North Carolina, and South Carolina, Tennessee, Minnesota, Maryland. That caught me off guard. Mississippi, North Dakota, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Virginia, Wisconsin, Florida, Ohio, Nevada, and Indiana. I don't see anybody from New York City there.
No, but there's this national competition is everything all-inclusive. It's at the Hornady Ammunition facility there in Grand Island, Nebraska. And you've got air rifle, 22 Silhouette, archery. Oh, gosh, there's pistol, there's air pistol, there's, I can't remember all the, I think there's 11 different competitions going on in all the different shooting sports. And Oklahoma has teams in all those, but forgive me, I don't know how all the others did. My interest is basically in the shotgun shooting sports, and that's what I was following, because we have a local Beckham County kid on the team.
Yeah.
Harmon. So Dason led the Oklahoma team with the sporting clay score. Then we got a young man out of Olustee, Oklahoma, named Brody Pryor. And Brody ran his perfect 100 out of 100 in trap, four-way shoot-off, wound up third as an individual. and two of the young men, one from Ada, his name's Caston Lackey.
Yeah.
And we shoot with him all over the country, too. And then his name just left me.
Cole Wright.
Cash. Cole Wright. Yeah, Cole Wright from Duncan.
Yeah.
So, and what's fun is these four boys are fierce competitors against each other most of the time. In 4-H, Scholastic, and other events we go participate in. But then this time of the year, they team up and become a team and go represent Oklahoma. And here at the end of July, we'll be taking 45 kids to Sparta, Illinois, for what we call the AIM Grand. And we'll be, these 45 kids will be representing Oklahoma on an international level then. So we're excited about taking them. We've got a good chance at winning several divisions there.
This shooting sports through the 4-H is, you know, of course, I've been following it a long time, ever since you and Paul and other people and Mickey and all those guys got it all fired up and doing a great job with it. And Merritt, you know, come in with some state championships and runners up and stuff. And Beckham County 4-H doing good. But Western Oklahoma in general, Jackson County, Wichita County, Custer County, Woodward, and I know I'm going to miss some. I'm just, you and I are having a conversation, and if it ain't in front of me, I can't remember them all. But, man. Yeah.
Cimarron County is the ones we got to watch out for now.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, and it's just, it's amazing what's happened with shooting sports, with the 4-H and high school FFA, and just on and on, just nothing, you know. It's just become a big, big, big time competition, and it's great. I love it.
It is. I read an article here a while back. In shooting sports, there's no bench warmers. everybody gets up on the line, and that's one reason I really like it too. Of course, you do compete. You compete as an individual. You compete on a team, but the biggest competition is just with yourself. We tell our kids all the time to just try to do better than you did last time. Improve your own score. Stay steady. Stay consistent. And we always laugh and tell everybody the competition is the target. The competition is not the kid standing next to you. So
correct.
So keep your eye on the target. That's the competition. And we go after them.
I always said that one of the things I always say, there's a bunch of kids, female or male, girl or boy, lady or man, however you want to tell it, that are out there on the farm or maybe in the city that aren't on these teams that will probably just blow you away what they could really do.
That's something else too, Jimmy. You don't like to get into politics, and I don't either.
Nope.
This gender thing.
Yes.
We eliminate that in shooting sports. The girls shoot toe-to-toe with the boys.
Yes.
It don't matter what you identify as, you still have to shoot the target.
Yeah, Dason's got a couple of sisters, I believe. Is that right? Is it his sisters?
That's one. One little sister. He better look out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's great. You know, there's none of this, I'm shooting, I'm a girl, I'm shooting as a boy today, and there ain't none of that crap going on.
There is a girl that we shoot with a lot. Her name's Corley Stewart. She's from old East Oklahoma City, Shawnee area over there, and Bethel. And she had stickers made, and You'd shoot with her, and if she beat you, she'd hand you a sticker. She said, "You just got outshot by a girl." So I probably have one of those stickers.
Oh, and do you now?
I do. So
it's great, and I just want to thank you and Paul and Mickey, and there's a bunch of people to name off, but I just want to tell you guys that I appreciate that you guys have been part of that bunch that has brought the shooting sports to another level. We got Jeremy down there at Altus, South Altus, and, you know, and got the shooting sports at the colleges and universities, and there's kids leaving out here in Western Oklahoma with a college scholarship to go to college on in shooting sports. So it makes a world of difference. It's not just going out there and seeing how many targets you can get. I mean, that is part of it, but there's a lot more involved.
Watch social media. We're about the time school starts, we're going to crank up pretty hard again. OIE is first week of September.
Right.
So, I mean, school is going to start, and we're going to be, bam, right in one of the biggest competitions of the year. So if you're interested in joining a 4-H shooting club in Beckman County, you can get a hold of me, Paul Hightower, the extension officer in Sayre, Catherine. She'll know where to direct you. But it's coming fast, and with that, watch for the fundraisers. They're coming too. So.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of money. It takes them targets and bullets are not cheap.
It takes a lot of practice to get consistent. So yeah, we sling a lot of lead out here.
Yeah, I don't remember how many years ago it was. It's 5 or 6 or 7 years ago when our Quail Forever chapter here, the North Fork, when it started supporting you guys. I was like, holy crap, this is not cheap. But, you know, youth is our future. We got to support them.
We were talking about one fundraiser there early September. One kid looked at me and said, "That's opening weekend dove hunting." It's like, you're absolutely right. We ain't gonna do it then.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. I'm COVID year. You remember that chaos?
Yep.
We had what was Russ's gun deal? 21-gun salute.
21-gun salute.
Yeah. And then because. You get the kids had their hands tied, what they could do as far as involved with school programs and all that thing. And I just remember this is what made me a believer in radio, a true believer in radio and the Penny News. We were like, Jimmy, this is all we could get sold because we can't do nothing now. And we come in here, I talked to Blake and come in here on Nathan's show and bam, dude, it was done, over with. We raised a lot of money for you guys.
Yeah, we did. I think we've got a thermal scope that we're going to raffle off, and there's another idea of kind of the FFA labor auction type idea that we may do mid-September there, where people can buy a shooter, and then we take them out. We take the kids out, and they shoot. But the kid don't get the trophy. Whoever bought them gets the trophy.
Hey, you know what else you could do? You can maybe, like for dove season or quail season, you could do the same thing, have those guys come out and do the shooting for you since you can't hit a quail or dove anyway. Yes, 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 we're going to do this. I'm going to buy somebody.
Yeah, we laugh all the time. When we was in San Antonio, there was dove all over down there on the sporting clay course. And we were sitting there in these shooting windows looking at these targets going, oh, man, that's a bear of a target. It's moving across there. And then a pair of dove would come by like 3 times as fast as the target we're shooting at. Like, that's why we can't hit them.
Yeah.
When you see the dove compared to what we consider a hard target, you're like, oh, my gosh, a dove is a hard target.
Oh, my gosh. That's why there's so much ammo sold during dove season, because I think last year I planted some brown millet there around my high tunnel at 15 acres, and I just let it go to seed, and then I just rolled it down, crimped it down. I had thousands, and I'm not lying, I had thousands of doves stay there all winter long. And I go out there, and yeah, me and my nephew went out there a couple times, and we had our limit in short period. but it was like one dub per box of shells.
I run 1 to 10, 1 to 15.
Yeah,
mine's 1 to 20. My ratio.
This guy just sent a message in on the text line and said, he said, I would buy 2 for that. That's so awesome that if you just joined us, the Oklahoma 4-H shooting team are the national champions in the shotgun trap teams.
Yep.
And let's see, Brody Pryor from Olusky, Cole Wright from Duncan, Caston, is I saying that right? Caston?
Caston.
Lackey from Ada, and of course, right here out of Western Oklahoma, Mr. Dason Harmon from Beckham County 4-H was on that team. How about that? What was their final score? Oh, I got it right here. 295 out of 300, I'm guessing.
Yep, they posted a 100, a 98, and a 97.
Okay, and then
there was 2-3. That's a drop 5, and then the low score drops. And yep, so it's best out of 300.
Yeah, and then
we dropped a 95. I mean,
is that right?
95 score, you're up there.
Wow. And so there's not a bad guy on the team, even if though his score got dropped. That was very important to the way the team was scored.
When you drop a high score like that, you're doing good.
Yeah, and Kansas came in second with 292, and I guess they tied with Texas for second. It looks like 292.
Texas has kind of been the dominant in that deal, but we got them this year.
Heck yeah, horns down. No, I'm kidding. the score draw in the 280s, the 290s. The bottom of the score was 226, and that was like 28th place in the trap. But still, I mean, go pick 2 or 3 of your buddies out and see if you can beat that 228.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There was a squad at Kansas State shoot a few weeks ago, and there's an Oklahoma kid on there, and they ran a perfect 500 out of 500, five of them. That's a rarity. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, a kid named Clay Laughlin that shoots on our AIM team a lot was on that squad. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, and that's good. Well, mine.
And we.
Oh, go ahead.
We had a squad last year, 2 years ago, that ran a 499 out of 5.
I think I remember that. Who was on that team? Your son was on there, wasn't he?
Yeah, and the Dillers from Jet, Oklahoma. There was a girl from Navajo, Kaya Funkhauser.
Yeah.
And a kid from El Reno, Bliss, I think his name. Braden Bliss.
I'm glad you're taking care of that because I don't remember. Yeah. But I
can't either. That's off the top of my head. That's doing pretty good.
Do you walk around with an iPad?
I have to.
Yeah. So, Monty, man, thanks for coming up on short notice. I seen you posted that last night, and I thought, man, I got to brag on those kids today because 4-H and FFA are my favorite kids in the world, no matter what their gender is.
That's right. So, Target don't care.
No, Target don't care. So, when you're shooting, what do you identify as?
A target breaking machine. That's what I identify as.
Okay. Well, have a great day and thanks for coming
you
on.
Too.
All right.
See you guys.
Thanks, Monty. That's Monty Tucker. He's one of the coaches and one of the people that help out so much. Him and Paul. And I'm just sorry. I can't name them all. I don't know them all. But congratulations again to the Oklahoma 4-H shooting team for trap. They are national champions, so congratulations. All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break because today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour, and I hear rumors Nathan's not going to be here this weekend because the KCO Open, this is a big weekend. This is the biggest golf tournament in Oklahoma, the KZO Open, with the help of One Source and Arc Energy. It's going on. We got the horse race going on today. The charity players auction tonight. And tomorrow, a lot of golfing going on at the Elk City Golf and Country Club here, right here in Elk City. And I think I'm the only one in the studio. If anybody wants to stop by and talk on the radio, come on, they might let you in. I'm just kidding. Don't stop by. I got the show. Looks like when I come by the Elk City Livestock Auction this morning, the parking lot was already full, and they probably still got some, but vegetable people were there. I could see from the highway, because you're looking down, I seen lots of cantaloupes and watermelons, but there was a lot of vegetables underneath that tent there. So I don't know if they're sold out yet or not, but go check them out there. And while you're there, stop in at the Cranky Old Ladies Cafe. It's old Cousin Kay that runs that, and go in there and tell him you heard about the Cranky Old Ladies Cafe right here on Today in Ag. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City, or check us out online at itlpros.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 23rd. 861 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 428 brought 435. 18 at 490 brought 392.50. 8 at 586 brought 335. 9 at 612 brought 344. 12 at 636 brought 328. 31 at 885 brought 282. 8 at 922 brought 284. 10 head of heifers at 475 brought 370. 13 at 715 brought 296. 23 at 751 brought 289, 9 at 776 brought 285, 39 at 784 brought 280, 16 at 825 brought 278, butcher cows were 119 to 175, butcher bulls brought 159 to 207, bred cows 2,075 to 3,025, pairs brought 3,375 to 3,800, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Warning, warning, the Cotton King is at the livestock auction buying bulls, everybody. He just texted me. So I told you I would pay $5,000 for a bull. Let's check out some weather, ag weather, that is, out in the panhandle of Texas. Lipscomb, 80. Humidity, 60. Temperature's 82. Heat index of 84. Humidity is 58. Dew point 65. The winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour. Gust up to a whopping 11. 2.71 inches of rain so far in the month of June. 76 is the 8-inch soil temperature. It was 80 yesterday, so they must have got a shower. I got a really nice shower yesterday afternoon. And again, last night I got 8/10 altogether in both showers. It was really nice. Saved me a lot of electricity. Sorry, North Fork. But every time I get a chance to save some electricity, it makes you guys' life a lot easier. You don't have to have so many volts going down the line. How's that? Watts, amps, whatever it is. I'm no electrician. Don't want to be one. All right, let's see here. Yesterday, when we were talking about the little the truck, the old habits and stuff, there was a couple of them come in after I did not get to see them. But one guy says one of his little perks on his truck, on his old farm truck, is the tires cost more than what the truck's worth. So I thought that was pretty good on that deal there. So let's check out. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture first. Grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about dry weather in the Canadian prairies and hot weather in the United States' Midwest area. Southern Canada is expected to turn warmer and drier, increasing stress on crops in early July, according to the Commodity Weather Group, said in a note to its clients. Dry weather in the U.S. Northern Plains and Canadian prairies may possibly curb some yields, according to the forecaster. In Europe, meanwhile, hot and dry weather will lead to stress on 60% of the bloc's corn crop. Heat advisories and warnings have been in effect this week in much of the eastern U.S., where a heat wave continues through at least today, according to the National Weather Service. Heat indexes in eastern Illinois and much of Indiana are forecast to hit triple digits again today. Drought is spreading slowly in Nebraska, where more than 77% of the state now is facing drought conditions, according to the United States Drought Monitor map that came out yesterday. I'll talk about that coming up. Let's see here. Still only 6.1% of the 9-state region that includes Iowa and Illinois, the biggest producers of both corn and soybeans, was suffering from any drought as of June 24th. The monitor said, down from 7.5% the week prior. Corn futures for December delivery were up overnight 6.5 cents to 427.5 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Overnight wheat futures for September delivery gained 6 cents to 542.75 cents a bushel, and Kansas City futures added 4.5 to 538.25 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery came up 6 cents to 1022.5 a bushel. Soy meal was up 40 cents to 287.50 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.04 cents to 52.89 cents a pound. Export sales of corn and beans declined in the week that ended on the 19th of June, according to the Ag Department. Corn sales were reported at 741,200 metric tons. That's down 18% from the previous week and 17% from the prior four-week average. Colombia was the biggest buyer at 191,000 tons, Japan 178,000, Mexico 105,000. A John Doe country purchased 100,400 tons, and Spain took 93,000 tons. The weekly total would have been higher, but Egypt canceled orders of 70,700 tons and Turkey canceled shipments of 55,000 tons. Exports for the week dropped 16% to 1.47 million tons. Soybean sales last week totaled 402,000 tons, down 16% week to week, according to the USDA, but that's still up 83% from the prior four-week average. The Netherlands bought 63,000, Mexico 60, Germany took 58,000 tons, Bangladesh purchased 55,000 tons, a John Doe country canceled cargoes of 38,600 tons. Exports last week came in at 265,600 tons, down 24% on a weekly basis, according to the government. Wheat sales also dropped, falling to 255,000 tons from 427,000 tons the previous week. Japan, 93,600 tons. Mexico, 83,000 tons. South Korea, 22,500. Jamaica purchased 17,400 tons. And Colombia was in for 14,000 tons. Exports of U.S. wheat for the week, 256,300 tons, down from 363,500 tons the week before. There you have it. Let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store. When we get back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather update.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ready, Western Oklahoma, the Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. It sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and your back.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. they finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Buffalo, here is your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 84, feels like 83, heat risk is low. Dew point's 59, humidity's 43, the winds are calm. That's unusual. 10-day rain total, 0.35 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87 degrees. Sunset at 9:02 tonight. 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms at 93 today. 71 tonight, and a 20% chance, a slight chance, they said, thunderstorms. Tomorrow, hot, 96. Winds will be light out of southeast, south, 7 to 10 miles, with gusts up to 14 miles an hour. So that's light wind. That's no winds around here. Let's see here. I checked the radar. There's some rains starting to brew up out in the Texas Panhandles. Will be weather alert with what you're doing today. And there was a lot of lightning in that storm yesterday afternoon, and luckily for me, hey, I got a couple of anniversaries I want to mention to you guys. I'm a little late. I wasn't going to do Monty till I got a hold of him, and he wanted to do it, so I was going to mention him earlier, but I don't even know which anniversary it is, the 10th or 15th or 100th or whatever, but I want to wish Heath and Michelle Martin a happy anniversary today. Found out about it last night. It's there at the Sarah National playing golf with them. But happy anniversary. Also, there's some people from Godibo that are celebrating their 60th year of marriage today. Victor and Vicky Woods, congratulations. 60 years. That's awesome. Yeah. Hope you guys still got the look in the eye when you look at each other. Got that look. I love you. Anyway, congratulations to Victor and Vicky Woods for their 60th anniversary. They live down there at How Do You Go to Go to Godibo, Godibo, Oklahoma. So, congratulations. All right, let's check out some other stuff today. We got all kinds of stuff going on today. I don't get the deal. Let's see here. I wanted to mention this. I don't know how much you guys have been paying attention to your emails and updates from whatever you get every day on your iPhone and stuff. It's not in Oklahoma, but it looks like they said it's spreading out a lot in the 3 to 4 main corn-growing states in the Midwest up there. But I've seen this article from Successful Farming on tar spot infects corn. We got a lot of corn growing in Oklahoma, a lot of dry land, a lot of irrigated. So pay attention to your tar spots. But he said here, according to the latest Crop Protection Network map, positive cases of tar spot have been reported in at least 14 Nebraska counties so far this year. Several industry agronomists have noted the presence of tar spot is not surprising at this point in the growing season. First reported in the Corn Belt in 2015, the disease has been confirmed in Nebraska since 2021. Now, I don't know if there's been any reported in Oklahoma, but there has been in Kansas. Tar spot has been reported, has also been recently confirmed in neighboring Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois, and Indiana have also reported positive cases this month. Scouting efforts should be intensified in fields with a history of the disease or at a higher risk, such as pivot irrigated corn, recommended a Nebraska Extension Crop Watch article published June the 20th. However, fungicide applications for tar spot management are not recommended at this time. The extension experts explain multi-state fungicide research results show that applications made for tar spot management are most effective and economical when made between R2 and R3 stages, even when the disease developed during early vegetative stages. We really just need to watch the temperature and the humidity moving forward in the month of July, according to the Illinois-based agronomist Ryan Gentle said on a recent Hybrids podcast episode. large rain events where the corn stays wet for a long time can create ideal conditions for tar spot and other diseases to take off. And as you know, I don't know if you guys were listening the other day, but we have confirmed cases, some in Caddo County, of the leafhopper. And so get with your agronomist or check out with your OSU extension, because OSU does have some really good people there. Well, they're the one that are doing the reporting on the leafhopper. So check it out. And this is on late season corn, second season corn. They start planting this month all up into July 15th for fall corn harvest there. So check it out. Nebraska farmers who irrigate may want to especially pay attention to scouting their cornfields. Research conducted during the 23-24 on microclimate and disease development showed a strong relationship between irrigation and increased levels of foliar diseases in that state. When scouting for early disease development, it's recommended focus scouting efforts in the innermost pivot spans, according to this extension article. So in 2025, they've got all the cases look like were spotted between the 16th of May and the 24th of May. So that's a short period. It all come up in that area. And there you have it. And speaking of water, is water quality sabotaging your fungicide success? David Hula believes a high-quality carrier is so critical to the performance of his crop protection products that he loads and hauls all the water to the local airport with his aerial applicator. And the one I want to talk about this is my man from Wheeler Brothers about a month ago, and I know some of you have heard of it or probably used this, and I'm just telling you my experience with it. You get with your chemical people. I'm not telling you to run out and buy 10,000 gallons of this, but we were talking and he made a point to me, because I'm not a big chemical guy by all means. And that's why I have people I know that are. And we were talking about surfactants in your water and stuff. And we're talking about what I spray on the peanuts, which is two different applications. One's for broadleaf and one's for grass. And last year was my first full-blown year of growing peanuts, and I was using the crop oil and like Selection 3 for grass, DB, and crop oil for the herbicides. And you got to condition your water for the DB and the crop oil. And he was talking about it, and he asked me if I'd ever heard of this BB5. And I'm like, no, you know, cause no, I haven't. Well, he said, what it does, this is what he told me. And I'll stop the story here and continue on with this deal here. Here's what he told me. He said, the important thing of applying chemicals in your field to get the best results is for the pH in your water to be right, to be the best it can be. And this is probably a true story for anything. And so, and the water out here where I am along the river is high in pH. And so he said, you put that in there and it conditions your water and gets it back to, I guess, the neutral pH where you need to be. And your application of chemicals, applying your chemicals, they will work a lot better. And I hope I'm saying this right. And he was right. So I tried it. I got a jug of it, and it only, like on when you're just spraying a wheat field for weeds or grasses, for example, I'm not talking about peanuts now, you know, it's 1 ounce per acre. 1 ounce. So he said, when you pour it in the tank, he said, that water is gonna turn orange and going to look like burnt orange from Texas, whatever. And sure enough, it did. And just let it circulate, then add your chemicals. So I did an experiment. I got 30 acres. And was going to spray it before I planted my summer cover crop, because it had some mares tails down there. And you know, everybody loves mares tails. And they were about 2 to 4 inches, some of them 6 inches. And they were, I'm not going to lie, they were thick. They were as thick as hair on a frog. But there was a man And all I did was apply 1 quart of glyphosate to it with this, no other surfactants and stuff. I'm telling you, it worked. That's my experience. Get with your chemical guy and ask him about the BB5. I'm not getting no sales commission off this deal, but I've used it with everything else, including my peanuts on DB and selection for grass and herbicides, and it did work. And the reason why I tried it with my peanuts was you still got to have your crop oil with your selection, some crop oil, because it activates as an ingredient in there, but it didn't. The crop oil is hard on your peanuts. It burns them. I mean, it don't kill them, but it sets them back a day or two. And I didn't have none of that this year, so I'm impressed with that stuff. So conditioning your watering is so important, and it can be for your crops also. So anyway, he said they take a load either in shuttles or a tanker load to a truck to the airport, and then the applicator is pulling that out. It says who bought a 12,000 gallon tank for this purpose. The only thing our applicator does is add the crop protection portion to the water. Right now, the fungicide and insecticides, and I don't want to leave these products in the tank very long because they start to degrade after so many hours. All right, let's take our last break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. This month, the buy one, get one free recliner is back with the Flint Swivel Glider Recliner for just $6.99. That's $6.99 for two recliners with over 150 recliners to choose from. Why shop anywhere else? And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
Located in Elk City next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
At Helios Injection Systems, we don't just sell pumps. We build them from the ground up right here in Cordell, Oklahoma. With a full-service fab shop and automated CNC lathes, we manufacture high-quality chemical injection systems trusted by the oil and gas industry. Our packages are available when you need them. With multiple locations, nationwide distributors, and a team committed to service, we're built to keep your operations moving. Call 580-832-5475 or visit heliospumps.com. Helios, work simply.
Everybody I know likes free stuff. Lots of folks like DeWalt tools. Even better, how about free DeWalt tools? That's right. Buy a new select model of Hustler Zero Turn Mower or Cub Cadet Ultimate Series Mower from DJ's Rental and Sales and receive up to $600 in free DeWalt tools. It's that easy. Buy a new mower and receive free tools. That's DJ's Rental and Sales on South Main in Elk City. This offer is only good through the month of June, so you better hustle.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for Granite. 83, 86 is the heat index. Heat risk low. 68 is the dew point. Humidity 61. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 6 miles an hour. 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 86. Sunset at 8:55. Thunderstorms, 30% chance today, 95 for a high, 20% tonight, 71 for a low, and mañana, slight chance of thunderstorms, 96 for a high, 20% chance of rain, slight chance, that is. Looking at the forecast, starting tomorrow, all the way through next Sunday, there is anywhere from a 15 to 30, 35% chance of rain every day for the next 8 to 9 days. So keep your fingers crossed. We'll never say no to rain, right? Well, the Cotton King said he bought these bulls from the Cattle King. So it's a good thing the Goober King wasn't there to rate, run him up on his bull prices. it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what is happening out there today, especially when they get into the stockers and the feeders. Because this board on lives and feeders is just gone bananas today. Let's check out some current prices. Corn for July, 416 up 7.25. September, 410 up 6. Soybeans for July, 1031 up 8.25. August is 1036 up 8.75. Soybean meal, July, 271.90 up $1. August is 276.10 up 90. Hard red winter wheat. Not much going on there. July, 518 down a quarter. Just September, 534 up 3/4. Looks like oil out of West Texas, August, 65.28, up 4 cents. Natural gas climbing back up, actually pretty nicely. It's at 372 for August, 374 for September. The NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all well into the positive trading. Matter of fact, I seen an article come across my phone a while ago that said the S&P is back to above where it was when we had our leadership change. So things are looking better. Live cattle, June, 224.70 up 3. August is 213.42 up 4.22. October's 209.87 up 3.52. Feeders, August 308 up 470, September 308.02 up 465, October 305.87 up 445, July lean hogs 113 even up 67 cents. Looking very, very, very good. Current drought map, more of the same. There's hardly anything. Southeastern United States, nothing except in Florida. Nothing. It's all white. Oklahoma's all white. A little bit's creeping into northern Kansas, it looks like. But for the south part, for the most part, not the south part, most part, everything south of I-70 is looking good. Texas Panhandle looks good. North Texas look good. Eastern Texas looks good. The down there around Laredo and all in those areas there, it's got some dark red going on. But the western United States, from basically Colorado, they come out of nowhere. Arizona, New Mexico, California, Nevada, Utah, all those, Washington, Oregon, there's a lot of color starting to show up on them. So I don't know. Hopefully they don't creep this way. They can keep that for all I care. Livestock auction from up in Woodward yesterday, the USDA reports out and it's showing 1334 compared to 1047 last week. Compared to last week, steer calves not well tested, feeder steers sold 7 to 10 higher, heifers sold $9 to $14 lower. Except for 800 to 900-pound heifers, they sold $9 higher. Demand was moderate, quality average. Supply included 100% feeder cattle. Looks like 73% steers, 22% heifers. There you have it. Got it. Anything else? Nope. Nope. About time for me to go. I got to go to the golf course, work out a little bit up there, see how they're coming along with all the signage. You get a chance, stop by the Elk City Golf and Country Club tomorrow and check out what's going on with the one of the, what it is. It's the biggest golf tournament in Oklahoma for team golf. So check it out. Lots of good golfers come in for this tomorrow. See you guys Monday. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Today's show brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre America. God bless everybody.